Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today's Thursday, 29th of September, and wet, cloudy, humid and slightly foggy morning here in Auroville on 26 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says mostly cloudy and considerable cloudiness over the night, with a chance on precipitation on 80% and a chance for a thunderstorm on 24%. Temperature supposed to be ranging from low of 26 to high of 32, with heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 10 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is running crescent, visible on 3%. In early morning hours of Wednesday, 37.10 mm rain fell, and in the whole month we had already 74.8 mm rainfall measured in Evergreen by Charlie. Today at 5 p.m. at Sustainable Livelihood Institute in Kotakaran Village, we are invited to celebrate the spirit of local self-governance with a talk on Panchayat Raj and the process of Panchayat elections in India. The Panchayat Village Local Body elections have been announced, and in the next month we will witness electioneering for the local body all around Auroville. The Panchayat is a unique local self-governance mechanism in India. The 73rd and the 74th Amendment has been rightly called as the Silent Revolution, as for the first time the Panchayat Raj institutions are now part of the Constitution and enjoy the status of self-governance. Also, for the first time, provision was made for the reservation of seats for women, scheduled castes and scheduled tribes. So, to know in further detail about 73rd and 74th Amendments and the process of election, we can participate and listen to today's talk at Sustainable Livelihood Institute in Kotakorai Village. And the person would be Lakshmi Narayanan, former AD Panchayat, Government of Tamil Nadu, and currently Real Zone Officer, Sustainable Livelihood Institute. He has more than 4 decades of experience in working with the grassroots governance institution across Tamil Nadu. For more information, we can call Balu on 94443400006. Within Auroville conversation today at 3:30 p.m. at Citadin Art Gallery, we will hear Aurelio on Swarm Sound Exploration. And today is gonna be a seriously busy day. This morning already they're celebrating the Wisdom Building, the finishing of the class called Wisdom at IKM School. Then, as we said, Sustainable Livelihood Institute talk on a Panchayat elections. But on top of that, we can listen at 7:30 p.m. at Visitor Center to a Nature Music Culture Vayali Bamboo Orchestra from Kerala with Swara Music Ensemble. But they will have also another show tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Udayam near Adi Shakti. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Kripa, we are invited to live music, concert of Catalonian, Spanish, French and English songs by Nuria on vocal, Matt on piano and sax, Holger on bass viola, Shanks on guitar, B vocals and Shirina on drum. On Saturday, 1st of October, between 10 a.m. to noon at Cinema Paradiso, starting an Auroville Kino Cell. Kino is a global film movement designed to foster creativity amongst film lovers, amateur and professional filmmakers alike. It's a worldwide network of independent filmmakers who strive to create short films in a collaborative spirit. The network is made of numerous cells located around the globe, and this site aims to maintain a directory of all different active kino groups. And apparently, Kino Cell in Auroville is gonna be the first one in India. A first introductory presentation of the Kino Principle will be held by Fred, C, Christoph and Tom. And here's another flashy news that on third Tuesday, 4th of October at 4:30 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the East European Pavilion Group presents Dr. Semir Osmanagic with his talk on Bosnian pyramids and their effects, consciousness and health. It will be a multimedia presentation by Dr. Semir Osmanagic, who holds PhD and discoverer of the Bosnian Pyramid Complex and director of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun Foundation and foreign member of the Russian Academy of Natural Science. He's an author also of 14 books on pyramids around the world. And in 2005, Dr. Osman Agic initiated investigation of a pyramid hill in Bosnia and Herzegovina, not far from Sarajevo, in the city called Visoko. And that the first one was Pyramid of the Sun. Later on, he discovered also Pyramid of the Moon and the whole complex of pyramids. Today, the excavation work with the help of lots of volunteers, he has yielded 5 structures as well as a vast labyrinth of underground tunnels. Otherwise, Dr. Osman Agic is among the leading explorers of the pyramid energy and the real purpose of these structures. On Saturday, 1st of October at Future School at 10 a.m., you are invited to a workshop Understanding Your Teenager, and with a limited enrollment, only first 20. The teenage years can be challenging for both the teenage and the parents. The main areas of discussion will be what is going on in the brain and the body of the teenager at this development stage of their life. So, Dr. Praveen Chopra will touch sexuality issues, peer pressure, rules and boundaries at home, school demands and frustrations, how to express your love and concern, communicating with compassion, and the rules of negotiation. To register, you need to send a mail to mindfulnessforall@gmail.com. Those who wish to pay their respect to Krishna Tiwari are welcome to his house in Oromandel from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. today and on Friday between 9 a.m. to noon. The cremation will take place on Friday, 30th at 4 p.m. at our Mandapan in Adventure. And if you might be interested why so much police on the road, Operation Amla is going on. Our security and safety and security has been informed by the inspector of police, Kota Kupang police station, that the Operation Amla, a 48-hour yearly routine terrorist attack drill mock-up, is being conducted on 28th and 29th of September in and around Oru. The Indian Coast Guard, Eastern Region and Tamil Nadu police are participating in this operation, which is designed to test their emergency preparedness, terrorist infiltration. And here's also an announcement from YouthLink that they would be closed between 10 and 27 of September until 12 of October, because majority of YouthLink members will be traveling to Nainital to connect sourcing our owners to the ashram and their youth. But guidance consultation for jobs and apprenticeships will continue. And Friday morning on appointment and communication sessions preparing for ProSkills launch event with Jesse will continue on Friday afternoon. Sander announced that he opened Arabic Register Activity Veteran Computers, so he's willing to deal with all sorts of computers and laptops, sale and service, and can be done there. You can contact him on number 9786521688 or 262-2580. And from the language labs comes an interesting information that Miranda McLeod from Oxford in UK is their new English language volunteer, and she holds Cambridge Celta and Celtic certificate and MA education, has 3 years experience in teaching English. So they are offering 6 weeks intensive course in beginner and intermediate level starting from Tuesday 26. And from intermediates from 4 to 5:30 on Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday, for beginners from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday. You should contact Language Lab at 262-3661. At Cinema Bharat Nivas Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., we will see Golden Marie, directed by Jacques Becker, and was made in France in 1952. At Ecofilm Club at Sedona Forest, also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m., Schooling the World, made in 2010 and directed by Carol Black. At Visitor Center Movie Show, tonight at 8 p.m., they will screen Captain America Civil War, made in 2016, and directed by Anthony Russo. And tomorrow we can see X-Men Apocalypse, made also 2016. It's a science fiction action adventure and directed by Bryan Singer. The French Pavilion present Gardens of the Earth, Down to Earth, on Saturday, 1st of October at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso. And it was directed by Rolf Winter's Renata Heinen. Otherwise, at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight, East Asian drama romance, The Beauty Inside, made in Korea in 2015 by director Jon Jarlbek. On Saturday, international drama Rams, made in Iceland in 2015 and directed by Grimur Hakonarsson. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m, Oliver, made in UK in 1968, directed by Carol Rae. And at Cine Club at 8 p.m, also on Sunday, History War, Enemy and the Gate, made in USA in France and France in 1997, and directed by Jean-Jacques Armand. From the words of the Mother, Volume 13, we read: be simple, be happy, remain quiet. Do your work as well as you can. Keep yourself always open towards me. That is all that is asked from you. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orovilleradio.org.
Oh, in el lluvio.